The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Lord,
Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." He also said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come in power." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Our goal is heaven. And Christ in today's gospel gives us a sort of blueprint to accomplish this. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. That's it. Seems simple enough. Deny yourself. Here, denial means putting aside our own wants and desires, putting aside our sin and vice, and in their place, putting the desires and wants of Christ himself. To the desire to see unity in the church, the desire to see all peoples following Christ and living out his gospel, the desire that we are one as Christ and the Father are one. Take up your cross. God, for whatever reason he's seen fit, has allowed each of us to face some sort of trial, some temptation, some tribulation, some sort of cross. Christ here is encouraging us not to shy away from it like the world tells us to, but to embrace that cross, to embrace the suffering. In the same way that he picked up his own cross and embraced it. This could be an illness, could be a particularly difficult situation in the family. It might be an unexpected suffering, or it might simply be the mundaneness of our daily lives. But take up that cross, we must, and follow him. Even now, here in the gospel, Christ knew he was moving towards his death. What else could he seek? The Father had set him on this path, and Christ would see it through. He would deny himself and take up his own cross. He expects us, too, to follow him to his death. The martyrs have all given their life following Christ to his death. He asks not necessarily that we die physically for him, but that we follow him wherever he leads, up to and including a death. Spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, denying ourselves in all things. My brothers and sisters, following him to his death means following him to life. Life eternal with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is only through this blueprint that he has given us that we can do this. If we want to follow him to heaven, if we want to live forever, eternally with the Father and the Son and the Spirit, then we have to follow him. We have to take up our cross and simply follow.